Hello, this is Joan Russell in Mabel Hampton, May 21st, 1980, in the archives room.
I'll be able to afford a really good tape recorder. Ned, I thought one of the things I wanted to ask you about, remember when that night of the Black Lesbian Griots nights when you spoke and people were talking about women getting married?
Not exactly, but tell me about it.
No, I just wanted, remember that woman Billy, people saying how women used to get married?
Tell about
your experience.
With the minister?
Right, anything you know about that.
Oh.
Did you have friends that got married?
Yeah. The friends now, quite a few of them, but...
What was it like? What would a ceremony be like? We just went to one, I'm curious.
I'd have to... I'd like to get a hold of, what's her name, well, Rose would know a lot, mm-hmm. too, but I'd like to get a hold of Bessie. Bessie, she's a woman around 90 years old,
wow.
But she don't deal. Mm-hmm. That's it, they don't want to talk about it. She wanted me to come and stay with her. Stay nights with mm-hmm. her, because she said she couldn't sleep. I said, well, I sleep sometime, but I'm not coming to keep you awake.
But what do you remember about marriages?
About marriages?
Right, about women getting married to
each
other.
Well, a couple of them, I went to two or three of them, and they had the, we lived in Lenox Avenue, 90 Lenox Avenue. And he was invited to what was her name now? And how she lived on 10th Street in Lenox Avenue. And there we had, the head of my story. These two women met up in where's the place that name? No, think about that. This is they met up in a Beth in Lillian's cousin's house. Lillian's cousin she was a real lesbian, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She never married or nothing like that, and she had fine women, and they lived in there's a place, I can see it now. What was the name of that place?
What year about, Mabel?
Well, this was the year of, let me see, I have to start thinking about those things, they don't come right up.
I know
Grace May, Ethel. I got to think about all these and then connect the things together. And Grace was with Ola, yeah, Ola. She's a West Indian woman. And we used to have much fun. We'd go up there and we'd stay all weekends, you know. We didn't have no dogs or nothing to
worry
about,
right.
See, we got there and stayed the weekends, and Grace was a professional cooker. She cooked up food, the food we had, and Arla was West Indian, and she was very nice, but her and Grace used to argue. She was so jealous, you know. She was very jealous. She was a jealous woman. So one day, we went one Sunday morning. Lillian went up. I came after because I was something I was doing at home. I don't know what it is. But anyhow, I said I'd be up later. And Then you go down to we take the train at 100. Where do we take the train at? 125th Street, Park Avenue.
About what year, maybe?
Connecticut. Oh, I'm trying to think now. If I can keep talking, maybe I can get the thing. But it had to be between the year, all of this happened between the year of 1932 and 19, we moved up in the Bronx in 1948. So it had to be all between 1932 and 1950, mm-hmm. because I think Grace passed away in 50. See, mm-hmm. so it was all in that time. Because we moved from 90, we had a gorgeous time there. We moved from 90 to 639 in 1940. Right. I think it was 1940. 1948 or 1943. I'll have to find out for some mm-hmm. clippings and things I've got there. And we had we threw parties, and there were so many people there at Grace's house because most everybody knew Grace.
Is Grace married? Was she married?
No, she wasn't married. She wasn't married. She had all her women.
Married to another woman. Was she when I say married?
No, I don't think she married another woman. I don't think Grace did. But they all lived. They come and live with her, you know. And Grace is a big stud, you know, heavy set, tall woman. And the women is just as crazy about her as. Because I think her and Rose went together.
Rose went with everybody.
Her and Rose went together. Let's get Grace. Rose was crazy over Grace. Oh my God, there's nobody lived like Grace. And I think that for a while they was together. And then after that come. What is her name now? Oh, is that on the end of my tongue? What is her name? She has a short name, too. Both a short first and short last name. Mm-hmm. Her name was... Oh, what is that child's name? I talked to her about a month ago. Oh, well, she and... Rose was friends for a while, you see. And of course all the faggots in between there, you know. We used to go to the faggot party. That's where the first marriage come off is when we went to, who was her name? They went downtown and got
a license. How did they do that? Did they both go in, or one woman?
No, they went on in. People didn't pay you no attention. You suit your collar, everything. Your short hair, cap, or a hat on your head.
So they thought she was a man, the woman who.
Yeah, that's all. And she had very little to say. You signed the register, you know. Sign your register, and the girls signed the register. Cause you know. She didn't have much to say because the minister was good. She had all to say to the minister. Mm-hmm. And he went down once with her. The girl married, got them together. Got the minister.
He did that to her. He
married her. Yeah, he did that to all the women and the fellows. He married two fellows.
What was his name?
Reverend Monroe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where was the church? Was there a special
church? On 14th Street. And I said it was 114th Street. And now what is 7th Avenue, 16, 15, 14, cutting in through there. I think it was a big church, beautiful church inside.
How did people dress for the wedding?
How they dress?
Yeah. you know, did everybody get dressed up very fancy?
Yeah, sure, we had a big banquet and all like that. And he charged you plenty of money, too, for that. Oh, yeah, you had to come up with that money, see. And Lillian said she didn't like it. Oh, well, I got a kick out of it. Who, me? Sure, you could have married all of New York.
Did you ever want to get married?
I never thought about it. I never thought about it.
Why do you think women did get married?
Huh?
Why do you think women got married? Why do you think they wanted to get married?
Maybe it was publicity. Mm-hmm. See? And, of course, these big-time studs, they want you to know that they was the man, you know.
They're women.
See? And, of course, you always get the little short, little small, dainty women. And them all.
So it was a way of saying possession? Of saying
maybe so, and lots of time, but they got in a lot of trouble because the wife was somebody else was seeing want that wife. So, you know, oh boy, that trouble start then. And then there's another woman. Now, she lived around the corner from us. And her name was Hunt. Oh, what was her first name? Hunt. And she owned a private house. And that's where we had fun.
What happened?
Oh, brother. She was a married woman with a husband right there. And he didn't pay her no damn attention. See? And she had her girlfriend there. Good-looking little light girl with long hair. And I think she was the one that had, that was a nurse. And she, yes, no, in comes another girl, tall, looked just like a boy. And she was also worked in the hospital. So Hunt had this little cute from Connecticut. All the women, most of us from Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there was another one. I must call Joe when I go home. Joe Blake.
Oh, I'd love to meet these women, Mabel.
I know you would. I'd love to meet them all again, but I can't run around and get them. But Joe. Oh. First time I seen Joe, I flipped. Boy. She was a woman, let's see, what color was she? I can't tell what color she was. She wasn't dark, she wasn't brown skin, she was a maroon kind of a color, mm-hmm. Light woman. And she was little, she's taller than me, and she had gray hair. Been gray since she was a kid. And everybody fell for that woman like a ton of bricks. Oh, boy. Lily and me and everybody else fell for Joe. And she still is a nice looking woman. And she comes from Connecticut. And Joe was married. And I think Joe has four children. One of them married a man, and he has a restaurant on my corner there. And I think she had a child by someone else. This girl did. But now Joe left home and left them all four of the children, right with their father. So Joe was gone for 12 years. Maybe more.
So she could be with women?
Yeah, that's what she left for. Joe would fight all around the place. And oh, she was tight. She was a tight, good-looking, tight woman. You may be able to see her. I don't know when, how, or why, but you may be able to see Joe, named Josephine. They call her Joe for short. She's back home. The children, all been married and got children all, and they got on their knees and begged Mama to please come back to Daddy. She come back. Lillian swears she came back thinking he was going to die and he's going to bury her. But she was crazy about the women. Ooh, I never seen a woman love women so bad in all my life. I didn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. In my liking, it was Joe who did the life. Oh, she was crazy over the women. Beat him up. She threw one through the glass door.
Why? What happened?
She just wound up with a gang of stitches and broke the door. See? And she worked at A&S. And she bought a car for this girl. Ethel was the girl's name. She bought a car for Ethel. Ethel passed away. And then there was Nay. Nay was a hairdresser. Nay passed away too, of course. And Nay was another one. Mm-hmm. It was a good-looking brown-skinned woman. And she had all the women. That Connecticut didn't do nothing but put out women. That Connecticut, it was terrible.
Ever go to bars in Connecticut? Was there a place besides people's homes? Like everybody went to each other's homes.
What
like,
do you mean?
Like, was there a club or something in Connecticut?
We meet at people's homes, Ethel's homes, and two, three, or five, six, they're made of others. We all met there. Leave on Sunday mornings and go flying. The girls go down on the train, you know. There's something going up there. You had nothing else to do.
Did you get crushes on women, Mabel?
I only like one. Let's see, one or two women, but they wasn't from Connecticut. I went to one woman I liked. What was her name? We went to a hotel together, and stayed overnight at the hotel. But I was too afraid of getting caught, see. And I didn't like the idea of doing something and everybody knows it, see. And I know if I went wrong, everybody, all the gang, they all would know it. So one Sunday, I told, what is her name? Her name wasn't Ethel. I can't think what her name was. But she was a woman about, imagine she was about 35 or 6 years old. And she was taller than me. And she was dainty, and I fell hook and line and sinking for this woman. Lillian don't know nothing about it. Lillian surmised it because she knew the type of women I liked. So that gave me away. I slid off that revolver and wouldn't go to the hotel with her no more. But the main woman she passed is a woman that lived right here in 125th Street. Right in my mouth, 944. She was messed up with a man, her and I used to. I like her because she would take me to shows and take me to the opera and different things. And there was one little place where we used to go to see the German and French operas and. It was a theater, and I could get out with her, but I couldn't get out with nobody else, see. And then we'd go to the Y and go to bed, you know, like that. So, oh, I had a ball. I was a little stinker. I was a damn stinker. But with her, after her, I didn't bother with nobody else. I called close the door on anyone else. See, I figured to myself, I says, now I'll never find happiness. So I might as well to close the door.
Why did you think you never found?
Well, there's a lot of things, reasons. Mm-hmm. A lot of reasons. And so it happened that this woman was, and she told Lillian, she says, if it wasn't for you, she said, I'd take Mabel right away from you. Mabel says, you can have her. And she said, did you tell her that? She said, yes, I told her that. Mm-hmm. But she didn't know we was going together.
Mm-hmm.
So what made me mad with her, quietly she lived with this man. But you never very seldom catch him. So one night, I don't know what possessed him to come home.
Mm-hmm.
See. And I was sitting on the couch. I think she was lying in the bed somewhere. But anyhow, he came home. He had met me before. He said, how to do it. I can't think of his name. So, I don't know. I couldn't catch the conversation between them. Anyhow, she was very stubborn, very stern. She says, no. He says, I say yes. She says, no. I'm going out. So he gets mad, and he slapped her. Oh yeah, you got to figure on men and women when they're together. That's why I never bother with men and women, because a man can sometimes he can sense through everything, and you'll burn up. So I just sit there with my leg crossed, reading the book, and he raised hell with her. But she went on out. She says, come on, Mabel, we'll go out. He says, you better be back. She says, no. She didn't come back till the next day, because we was in the hotel together.
It took courage. It takes courage.
Me?
For both of you. I mean, did women get beat up a lot by men?
Yeah, sometimes. Not too much. See, the only time I knew mostly about the fighting was when I left Bedford Hills. Now, I come intact with a, I don't know whether she was Irish, Jewish, or some other nationality, but she was a blonde woman, just tall, a little taller than Debbie, and she used to come over. I told the story. She'd come over and pick me up in the car.
Mm-hmm.
She knew, what's that woman's name? But Lilia Walker,
mm-hmm.
daughter, Lilia, and but she, Lilia Walker, the way she had her place was she had. Big house that stood up on the hill. Both white and black, everybody went there. She had dope and everything. So this girl knew her, and you take me there. And that's for the first time I ever seen a man go down on a woman. Was there. See? I was all eyes. I was all eyes. I'd seen women, but not men and women. And, she had all, that was a fast house. It was so fast, it wasn't funny. When you walk in the door, footman, man let you in. He closed the door behind you. Now you don't go out the way you come in. And then he let you into a big, huge room with your couch. And things, chairs, beautiful. And you sit there, and then a woman come in. Now, before you got through going from one through to four rooms, you took off your clothes.
Everybody was naked?
No, not exactly. Mm-hmm. You could have shorts on.
Right.
and something like that. So it was sold and get into the last place you got into. That was a whole floor and had nothing there but cushions on the floor. And you sit down on the cushion, cross your feet, and the woman served you drinks.
That sounds wonderful.
You bet it says still thought sounded wonderful. She says, I didn't see that. I said, no damn well they wouldn't let you see it. It blew you out on your ears. So then sometimes the men would come in and join the women sitting down there. Mm-hmm. They had short songs. And of course the men would get hot and bothered.
And women would be making love with women and...
Yeah, and the men making love with the men and the women. They had a ball. But I don't know, nothing never fascinated me. I was known to be so damn cold. I don't know why. You know, with me, don't touch me. I seen that nobody touched me. Now that was my secret. Don't touch me. Because if you touch me, then I'm gone. But you don't. I don't let nobody touch me. You notice that? I don't do it. Now to this age, I don't care who you are.
Why do you seek me?
Well, I tell you why. You want to know? I'll tell you. You see. Even if it's somebody you like, and they put their hands on you, it goes right through you. And I didn't like that shock, that passionate shock. So I just, hands off.
So it wasn't that you didn't feel, that you felt so much.
Oh, yes, I felt everything, but I didn't want you to start it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that I didn't start you, too. So that's the secret of the whole thing.
So I shouldn't kiss you anymore?
No, don't bother kissing me. Leave me alone. I said, and you'll see I'll keep you from it, too.
Okay.
See? All right. And I think Estelle has the same idea about herself. That's why she has went on so long and got where she's at. She don't let no man touch her. See? And they've all been after her. Even her own husband is. she told him, she says, you know, I tried to kill you once, I'll kill you. He said, well why you want to do that? She said, because I didn't want you to.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me, and I figured, I said, that's the same thing. We both are born in the same month.
May, but so am I. I like to be touched.
I don't. So that's the whole secret of that. That's how I got along.
Yeah,
but Lillian figured that every woman I looked at, I wanted. Maybe through looks I looked that way, but I didn't want them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want nobody that can't arouse you. That's the mystery of the whole thing. Rose said to me one night, I stayed all night at Rose's house. So Rose says, you sleep? I said, hell yes, I'm asleep. Why? She said, how can you ask me if you're asleep? I said, now what do you want? You want to talk some dirt? I said, well, talk all the dirt you want. Stay over there and talk the dirt. No, come over here. I said, dude, I'm going to take something from you. You don't like it. So that's the mystery.
Mabel, I want to ask you. A lot of times you use the word, you say a real lesbian. What do you mean by a real? For you, what's a real lesbian? How do you use that
word?
Well,
a real lesbian is you don't care at all for men. No way. You've got to be... A real lesbian, to me, you've got to be a virtuous woman without a man having intercourse or anything with a man. That's what I call a real lesbian. That you never I've been touched, but I was raped when I was little.
You didn't want that.
I was 8 years old, so that was the end of that. Nobody never bothered me after that. See. But there's a peculiar thing. I've worked at places and around places, and the men, everybody, all the men had tried. I looked in the mirror to see what the hell I looked like, because I couldn't understand why all the men wanted me. No, it's a mystery. I didn't want them. And the men wanted me, and you know what they want? They want to go down on me. And I couldn't understand it. But one man told me, he says, "You got the look in your eyes." I said, "Oh, stop you damn." See? That's the mystery of all that, the between any of the women and all.
You knew a lot of women that were married, though.
I know so
children.
Many. There was one woman, Rebecca. I just discovered about a year ago that she had passed away. Rebecca threatened to kill me if I didn't go with her. I went away to work to keep from seeing Rebecca. Now, Rebecca was a dear friend of Lillian. Lived in 90 Lennox Avenue. She lived downstairs. She and her husband. And we lived upstairs. And she would have come upstairs and try to get into bed. I says, "Would you leave me alone? Don't tell me what to do." And that's terrible when you're living with somebody. Somebody else starts on you like that. Mm-hmm. You don't know where to go. I just went out and got a sleep-in job. Send the money home to Lillian.
You had to leave your home.
Sure you have to, because them women are crazy. All of a sudden she'd get to drinking and getting a passion, and she'd beat the hell out you. See? And I didn't want that. So I just went on, got a sleeping job, sleeping for 4 years.
What was life like when you did those jobs, Mabel? Because you would be in other people's homes. Right,
it was very nice. Everybody that I worked for, I never had no trouble with nobody. One woman I fell hook, line, and sinking for her. Her husband's a doctor. He was the cause of me going into the hospital for appendix, for hernia. Because I went to her house, and she took me to his office. And she said, "You've got to..." But she was a sweet woman. She reminds you some the little something like, she looked something like Debbie. And she's a little, she was blonde. And she had, how many children did she have? One or two? I think she had two. See? And we went to Saratoga, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Saratoga, and we stayed there for 3 weeks. I was right there. Oh, but she was a sweet woman.
Did you ever miss your
God.
Life, though? You had to hide that you were a lesbian when you were working for people. Did you ever miss?
I never went around with the people that I had to tell it to.
Mm-hmm.
All my friends was in the same category as I was, see?
But when you were living in other people's houses, you didn't have freedom.
When I lived in other people's houses, they didn't pay me no attention.
So you could go and do what you
want. This was the only woman that found it out. And she wouldn't had to find out if she hadn't touched me. I began to study myself from then on. That as long as you keep your hands off of me, I was okay. See? And don't fret. I studied and got it down pat and asked God to control that part. That's why I could live so long. You don't get it down pat unless you pray and let it take it away from you, because you get yourself in trouble.
Passion.
See, you grab somebody's woman, fall for somebody's woman, and then you're going to get in trouble. Now, what would happen if I fell for you? Now, that wouldn't be right. That wouldn't be right. See, or Rose, and she's got a girlfriend. That wouldn't be right. So you might.
Or say, I fell for you.
Well, you ain't fell no. get out. That ain't nothing.
But I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
You understand what I mean? See, you couldn't do it. And now the thing is, I'm beginning to smile something about Rose. I never surmised before. So I feed her with a longhouse spoon, but I can't do it too much because she calls up on the phone every day. In the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. See? So now there is Loretta. You understand me? I'm talking to you. We're in the room where nobody knows.
Nobody will ever hear it, though, right?
See? So you see, I'm afraid of Rose. And Rose know more about me than I know myself. So I don't want that. I don't like the breaking on people
like that. You know, Mabel, what women are trying today, some lesbian couples, they have what's called an open relationship where they agree that each one can have lovers. And they still... Did people try to do that? Did you ever know women trying to do that?
No, I've heard of a couple of people tried doing that. For instance, that... wait a minute now. Let me get you down straight. Where is that at? And who was it? There's 6 or 8 of them, and they, it's just like exchanging things. Yeah.
Just except like that there's one central person, and the woman never leaves her, but she has other, they each have other lovers, but they come home to each other every night. See, women are trying to, new ways to prevent jealousy.
Well, they shouldn't be jealous, no how. They should get to the case where they're not jealous. There's nothing to it. For instance, now, I wouldn't attempt that with Rose. Mm-hmm. The minute you go to bed with a woman, then she starts getting jealous. Why, I don't know. Well, I won't say that. As you talk, you'll say to yourself, this might be better than that.
And you'll be afraid that you'll leave.
Afraid that you leave. And some of them have done that, and they know it. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't do that. If I wanted that, I'd take that, and that's that. See? That would be good. That would be good.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of this and
a little bit of that. Oh, boy. Perfect. See? But everybody ain't like that. Ain't everybody like that. When you get to the point that you like that, then you'll get long. Because it ain't going to keep up too long. You'll borrow, you maybe go to bed with the Alice 2 or 3 mm-hmm. times. They ain't going to say you go with Mildred and Florence. It's okay. You ain't taking nothing from May over here.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a man as goes with a woman. If he do right, he ain't taking nothing from the other man. Okay, that's why I like that book.
Mm-hmm.
See, he told her to catch you with a man, break your neck, and go with all the women you want.
Why do you think men think that way, maybe? Why do you think they don't get upset if it's another woman? And they
you can't get children by another woman. That's for sure thing. There's nothing for you to get, to do.
Maybe, you think it may be because they don't take women very seriously, that they don't think a woman would ever leave them for another woman, and yet a man is a threat?
And yet they have left, because it's just like I told you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
14 or 15 years.
So maybe men are naive a little bit when they say that. Maybe they don't realize.
They don't realize the situation.
How powerful.
But if you are clever enough, you stay right there and go with all the women you want. See? And another man, as long as you take care of them, they don't care. Well, you do.
But you never would do that. You never played it both ways.
I mean, with men.
No, you never.
No. No. I never liked men at all. I respected them, talked to them, discussed different things with them, and after that I'm through with them. Now, Estelle's son said something to me at the table. Estelle flashed a look at me, because she knew I was going to hand him a piece of my mind, so I cooled down. I says, pardon me, what did you say? He says, something he said. He tried to repeat it. I said, now, and I said, you know how old you are, and you know how old I am? I says, don't make me lose my temperature. Don't ever ask me anything.
Mm.
I says, I'm a woman that don't answer. I start saying, man, anybody's questions if I don't want to. He says, why don't you? I said, because I don't know you and you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I raised my voice. He left me alone.
Mm-hmm.
He never asked me more.
Mm-hmm. He's a smart man.
He damn tutor. Jesus, oh, I thought you was going to get him to us. No, I wouldn't get him to. But I wouldn't see you anymore if I had to get him to.
Mm-hmm.
I said, as long as I didn't get him to, I'll see you.
You have great...
I says, I don't want you know him.
Mm-hmm. You don't let anyone overstep their bounds.
No. You ain't supposed to. See? And the minute he comes in the house, he kisses his mother and come over and kiss me. He says, you like me to kiss you? I said, hell no. Why should I? I said, you got a wife and two children. Now, why do I want your kisses?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'm just trying to be a don't be nice. I don't want it.
Mabel, could we talk change? Could you just talk what you felt on your birthday when we'd had the big birthday party?
I was thrilled. Oh, my God. I said, now here these children are giving me a party. And look at me.
I'm such
an old geezer, but the thing is, I was speaking to Estelle, and she says, you know you liked it. I said, I won't say I love it, but I like it. She says, I can see you now, going. I said, yeah, you think you know me, don't you? You don't know me.
You like to be a mystery, that's right. You like to be a mystery.
So I says, when I stood up on the platform and looked down on all those women, white, black, green, yellow, I says, I didn't know what to say for a moment. I had to get my voice. And you know who brought my voice to me? Do you know who? You'll never guess it. You know those two women I told you about? That one woman, she kept her eye on me and didn't move it.
The handsome one, you mean?
Yeah. And the heavy said, well, she looked from me to her. I said, uh-uh.
You sure found your, you know, out of those 200 women, you found that one woman?
And so she had introduced me to this woman.
Right.
See?
Was it important to you, Mabel? The party. Did it feel good to have?
It was very, very good. I never had any big parties like that. And so many people looking right at me.
And loving you.
Oh, boy, I was poking my chest out.
You sang so beautifully.
I don't know. I didn't hear myself sing.
We'll have it on the tape. We'll play it.
I didn't hear myself sing, so how would I know how
I sang? I heard you sing.
See?
Anyway.
Well, it was nice. It was beautiful. And I always remember that. It's something that, because it just has something like that. I got to say, I've got so much to do and so many things to get rid of, and I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well,